Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A terrific player, 700-plus receptions in the NFL, 66 touchdowns with the Jets and Washington. Former first-round pick, dynamic special teams player, could cut you up from any angle on the field. Great college player. It's Santana Moss. Santana, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today, man? What's up, buddy?
I'm great, man. How's everything?
Very well.
Good, man.
Good,
Santana. I'm going to start with your Hurricanes, your alma mater. Are you confident in De'Aaron King to transfer from Houston to lead this team back to prominence? I know Manny Diaz had some struggles those first couple of years, but what's your confidence level in the U right now?
I'm just sitting here like everyone else trying to see what they have in store. I don't want to, bump my gums too soon and say they're going to be this or that. But I'm praying that they can bring something back, man. I mean, we, as fans now, as alumni, we've been waiting for this, our team to get back to its dominant years. And hopefully this year is one of those years.
Yeah, it should be. And UAB is no pushover, but it's a good way to start the season before the ACC schedule gets in full swing, which is going to be unique in and of itself. But let's go back up to Washington, the Washington football team. We know this team is young. I mean, the entire defensive line feels like their first round draft picks from the last 4 years. I think they literally are. And obviously Dwayne Haskins at quarterback, but being around the team as you have been, what's the mood? Is it there's things that are outside the sport that are bogging it down a little bit, but what's the mood inside that locker room?
I think the mood around the whole team is just these guys are one like you just spoke on. They're young, but they're eager to go out there and shock a lot of people. They have a lot of talent, and when you have a young talent have a young team like this. With a new staff, it's kind of hard to actually expect much from them out the gate. But I think most of the veterans that's there, they know that with the youth that they have, especially from the guys that played last year that showed that they can step up and play big coming into their first year, it gives everyone around their high hope that they can, do that the second year around. And with the new guys, they can just join as well. So I don't see a team that's want to take it lightly because they're young and because they have a new staff and new system. I think they're going to go out there and say, let's shoot our wad and see what we really have and let some guys and let these folks around this league know that we're going to be a team to reckon with sooner than later.
That's the way to do it. Ron Rivera is going to, brick by brick, stone by stone. It's not going to be built overnight. This team has not been very good for a long time outside of 1 or 2 years with RG3 and a little pop here or there. It's time to change the foundation. And, Santana, we had Ron on, ironically, the day that he announced to the team that he's battling cancer. Remember that, that day?
Yeah.
And we had Coach Rivera on, who's just, he's a beast. I mean, we love him. It's going to take time, as I said. But what he told us, and we were a little surprised, although I liked it, he said, listen, I don't know who's going to start week one. Dwayne Haskins has to earn it. And which is the normal way to view things, but you think for a former first-round pick recently drafted, a lot of teams kind of hand the job to that guy. We've seen that happen before. You're around the team. Did he truly earn it in camp? I know there were no games, but were you really impressed with Haskins? Should he be starting?
Yes, I think so. I think that one of the things that Ron did when these guys was away from here during the whole, lockdown and while we was trying to quarantine and stuff, he asked them to do a few things to, see where he's going to be at when it comes time to when things get back into the thick of things. passed those tests. He said he put some pressure on him and told him, I want to see this and that out of you. And when we get back to the thick of things and football started rolling around, if you did what I asked, then that would show me where you at mentally. Mm-hmm. And then physically, you go out here and do what you do because, you know, as football players, and I'm sure Tiggy knows, you know, one of the things that we're blessed with and we gift with, we're going to do that regardless. But
yep.
If I can see you pass that mental test, then as a coach, you know, that leads me and give me the confidence that you can lead this team. So mm-hmm. He said he's very impressed with that. And every day, you know, Haskins got put under fire and things that he saw, you know, he said that's capable of being a starter for me. So, yes, he definitely earned it.
Okay, here you go. Talking to Santana Moss, and, you know, back in the day, you know, whether it was the Jets early or Washington after that, you know, that third level, you always had to worry about this guy getting behind you. Ran like the wind, found the end zone a lot. Good player, Washington Adelis now. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
So one of the, I know, positions that you're paying a lot of attention to is the right wide receiving core. And Terry McLaurin had a great year last season. I don't think people expected him to be that good because he was a third-round draft pick. But he is. He's their number one receiver right now. But is there enough here? I know that's running back by committee, at least so that's what they're kind of calling it, with McKissick and Antonio Gibson, who was their third round pick this season, and Bryce Love is there. It just feels like it's not that the skill position players are bad. It just feels like it's unsettled right now. Is there enough around Dwayne Haskins to make it easier on him as a young player still?
That's a great question. I think when it comes down to it, you know, we're both familiar with how things are on the offensive side. You know, it comes down to coaching as well. Mm-hmm. I think Terry can get the job done outside along with Sims Jr. and Emin, and then just also having those guys in the inside. You know, you have Logan Thomas. You have the backs alone that they are dual threats. They're not just going to, you know, A-gap, B-gap you. They're going to beat you on mismatches against those linebackers when it comes time to pass the ball to them out the backfield. So, I think with all that around them and the scheme of things, how they scheme it up, that's going to protect Haskins. You know, they can't sit back there and say, hey, we're going to, you know, dial up these long passes down the field. No, let's take advantage of what we do well. And I think having a guy like Terry that can stretch the field and then having a guy inside the Sims Jr. and Logan Thomas as your safety net, you have to utilize those guys first to try to establish something. And then when the defense started saying, let's tighten up and come up because they're picking us apart from the inside, and that's when you stretch the field down the sidelines with a guy like Terry and use those backs. So
yeah.
I think you don't have to have the big names all the time. Just have a great scheme.
Yeah, great scheme and reliable players. And, you know, you mentioned Logan Thomas, and I always forget this. I mean, he was a quarterback at Virginia Tech. I remember – who was it?
It was Stephen Jones.
No, told us it was an analyst that was saying, oh, he's got a cannon for an arm.
Ron Jaworski.
Ron Jaworski. Yeah, yeah, he was like, yeah, Logan Thomas is going to surprise some people. And I kind of lost track of him until he showed up at tight end. How is he as a tight end? I don't think I've seen him yet.
Yeah, he looks pretty good, man. One of the things I like about quarterbacks, ex-quarterbacks, they have great hands. So, you know, we have a sure thing with that. He's going to be one of those guys that can catch the ball pretty well. But, you know, he looks pretty sharp. If you had to ask me, not knowing his background, I would say he's been a tight end all his life. So
that's a good thing.
He has the body for it, and he definitely has the hands.
How is Chase Young looking? We know that he's a man. His athleticism is just ridiculous. We saw that in college. You saw some of the clips from training camp. How has he looked? Because I have a lot of high expectations. I think a lot of people do for him.
The kid, he looks nothing like a kid. He's a grown man. I mean, honestly, man, I'm just looking forward to seeing this guy work. The work ethic already is showing up in practice. You know, he looks like a guy that's poised to go out there and have a great season. You can see him talking to veterans a lot. That's something you rarely see from young guys that's so in awe with everything going around. You normally catch him on a knee, but like when he's not in, he's talking and chattering with veterans. And when you talk to these veterans in interviews, they say he's acting game. You know, he want to be caught up on what did he do or what should he do. And to me, you know, that's someone that's poised to go out here and make a difference. So I'm just looking forward to those guys all working collectively together.
Santana, I just wanted to run this by you quickly here. The schedule, I mean, listen, on paper it is what it is. You know, we'll see how it bears itself out. But it looks pretty daunting out of the chute. Philly, obviously, week one. at the Cardinals, at the Browns, two teams with talent, even though they didn't win last year. The Ravens, the Rams, the Giants have some talent, and then Dallas before the bye. So there's probably going to be a few losses is a fair way to frame it. How is the first part of the season gauged victorious? Like, aside from actual wins, what else is Santana Moss looking for? How do you measure progress?
I want to see a great product. You know, I want to see these guys come out there and compete and be competitive. And, you know, one of the things that gave us hope last year when Dave Rutten got let go, just to see those guys respond, you know, to the interim head coach and how he had these guys out there in every game. Even though they didn't win, they was in every game. So, to me, I think out the chute this year, regardless if it's a win, you want to see these guys compete and fight. If you can see a winning product and not get the win, then that gives you hope that this team can soon win.
Okay, I'll take that. Santana, good having you on the show, man. Looking forward to watching the Skins of the Washington a little bit this year. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.